and we're continuing to follow events in Orlando, but we're also spending some time this week talking about science. And each day, we'll hear from a different scientist in America in a different field about the research they're doing. Gabriela Gonzalez is a physicist working in the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, collaboration. And in February, LIGO scientists announced that they'd observed gravitational waves for the first time, confirming one of the predictions Albert Einstein made in his General Theory of Relativity in 1915. Gabriela Gonzalez joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, very nice to be here.
Well, first of all, explain what gravitational waves are.
Gravitational waves are the ripples in space-time. Einstein's theory of general relativity says that gravity is not a force, but gravity is just the way masses live in a fabric of space-time, and when the masses move, they make that space-time wiggle. And if they move in certain ways, then those wiggles can travel away and carry energy away. And that's what we measured, is those ripples in space-time that were produced by black holes and traveled many, many years, a billion years, to get to Earth and get through Earth.
And I want to play the sound here of two black holes colliding, and the gravitational waves have been converted to sound waves. Now, I'm sure that you are at this point familiar with that sound, but what is it? Explain what's going on there.
First of all, let me say that that was the sound of black holes colliding as registered by the LIGO detectors in last September. However, you played it several times, so We only detected one signal, one of those thumps.
Okay, and that's gravitational waves that we're listening to.
And those are gravitational waves, waves of space-time, ripples in space-time that traveled more than a billion years from the time those black holes collided far, far away until they reached Earth. And when there is a gravitational wave going through, and there are gravitational waves going through us and Earth all the time, when there is one sufficiently big, then we can measure those distances wiggling between the mirrors above the noise that is in general in the detector.
And why would we want to do that?
This has been a dream of many hundreds of people for many decades now. We want to do that, well, first of all, because it's a very cool prediction of Einstein's theory, but that's not worth all the money and time we have invested. It's because it's a way, perhaps the only clean way, to look at black holes and many other stars, many other systems, but black holes in particular.
And why do we need to know? Forgive me for just following you along the logical train here, but why do we need to know about black holes?
Oh, that's fine. We want to know everything about the universe. That's humanity. We are very, very curious. We have been since very early times looking at the sky and trying to understand, what are all those lights? What's the moon? Why does it move that way? And when we learned about black holes from Einstein's theory too, we wanted to know more about those. And now we have a very clean way of seeing how they grow, how big they are, where they are.
And in this case, in order to detect these gravitational waves, and when you talk about LIGO, what we're really talking about are two big, long arms, right? That are, one of them is sort of where you are in Louisiana, and the other one is in the Pacific Northwest.
That's right, in the state of Washington. We make these lasers travel 4 kilometers on each side. That's 2.5 miles, quite a long distance, and come back. And when they come back, they interfere, the light beams interfere with each other. And if those two distances are exactly the same, then we measure no light at the output because the light waves cancel each other. But if the distances are just a little bit different, then we will have a little bit of light because the waves will not quite cancel each other.
So what's the next big question that you have that you want to find the answer to through all of this research?
Personally, what I want to see is other kinds of colliding stars. Like when two neutron stars get together, they produce a much, much longer chirp, like the one you played earlier, and then they give birth to a black hole. So you see a black hole just being born.
Why did you want to be a physicist?
Oh, when I was in high school, I fell in love with physics because I thought you could explain absolutely everything if you just knew physics. Now I know that's not true, but that's what attracted me to it. Now I know that for every answer you pose, you find, you get 10 more questions. Mm. But that's what's even more exciting than answering.
That's Gabriela Gonzalez, a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Louisiana State University and the spokesperson for the LIGO Scientific Collaboration. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great being here.